Hi everyone, top of the morning to you, top of the afternoon, top of the evening, depends where you are, on the round or flat earth, I don't mind as long as we stop the poisons entering our life. Today, very special broadcast, and I will try and enroll what I found out yesterday and what triggered me to do this broadcast. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's rock and roll. Let me just decrease this. So, yesterday, basically, I show a video, another good video by Mark Steele. And he put out this video. Hang on a second. Thank you. So, and in this video, he speaks about, basically, how here you see at the bottom, China Mobile has teamed up with local authorities to pilot 5G services in Wuhan, witnessing central China's first 5G smart street lamp built in the Jinghan district. The 5G coverage for commercial use in Jinghan is expected to be completed in October. This is 2019. You can see it's 5th of September 2019. Now, the aim of this broadcast is to show you, A, Mark Steele was right all along and still is. Second, 5G infrastructure relies heavily on LED streetlights. And I will show you this in a second. Third, all those people who work in councils, all those clerks and counselors, engineers who think they know what is 5G, please watch this video. All those who think that me, he, she, we are conspiracy theorists, please watch this video. And what you will find out is that we are not. We're speaking the truth. Now, I watched this and forgive me if I miss a detail here and there because my mind is quite loaded with stuff. So basically, I watched this video by Mark Steele, and later on, he shows the spread of the corona in China. And as you can see here at the top right, where it says 2,129, you can see just underneath it, it says Hubei, you see, which is the center where most of the red is located in the middle of the picture. It's where most of the cases of corona were discovered, all right? In Hubei, remember that name. So basically what I did, after seeing this, I said, all right, at the bottom it says related, Hubei gets first 5G smart street lamp. So I went to, well, not Google, but Start Page and DuckDuck and some, alternative search engines, and I started to do my research. Now I want to show you now what I've discovered through a simple research. A lot of it was published in September, October 2019, like this little piece that Mark showed on his video. And what you can see in the results that I'm just going to show you is, I wouldn't say proof, but very clear evidences to the fact that 5G infrastructure relies heavily on LED streetlights. Let's move forward. Right. So here is, if you want, this is what basically Mark Steele was publishing. You see, I just increase it. Wuhan, capital of central China's Hubei province, will establish the province's first 5G demonstration zone in the central business district, according to a 5G cooperation agreement signed, blah, blah, blah. And at the bottom, you can see China Mobile has teamed up with local authorities to pilot 5G services in Wuhan, witnessing central China's first 5G smart street lamp built in Jinghan district, which is what I just read before. Let's move on. I went from this and I was like, okay, let's see where else it says what it just says. So here again, china.org.cn, Hubei gets first 5G smart street lamp. It's more or less the same stuff that I was reading, just in a different website. Now, some other results that came up that you can see here. You see, these are all the results I got. This is from DuckDuck search engine. So I went to look here. And then I discovered this piece. in Electronic 360, powered by the IEEE global spec, all right? So this is a proper industry-related website. It's written here by Peter Brown. I already emailed Peter Brown asking if I can ask him some questions and if he would like to be interviewed by me. But basically what it says here, and this was written, as you can see, in 25th of September 2019, not so long ago. And it says, micro 5G base stations on street lamps, key to proliferating millimeter wave technology. Now let's see what's his name, Peter, is writing. Really interesting. So, here is about the speed of transfer of information, the 4G LTE. All right, now let's go here. Micro 5G base stations on street lamps. Unlocking the potential of millimeter wave technology means that small 5G cells need to be placed all around in order to expand coverage and hopefully prevent blockage as much as possible. Installing small cell base stations onto street lamps is one potential step that is being explored to expand the range of millimeter wave technology. Now, here we start to have some quotes, all right? The nature of millimeter wave is the reason why we need to build so many base stations to ensure the effective coverage, blanket coverage. And only by this shortwave tech we can achieve high transmission rate, said Wang Shen, senior analyst for LED and lightings at IHS Markit. Street lamp poles happen to be good carrier, and the same can be said for security camera poles. All right. Let's move on. Street lamps offer elevation and most are already in place, making them a suitable solution for installing micro 5G small cells. According to Bill McShane, director of Americas at Signify, a maker of LED and LED street lamps. This is a global phenomenon and street lighting is moving away from a mundane accessory, blah, blah, blah. Stay with me, by the way. I'm going to show you some more things in this video. It's not just that. Just stay with me, all right? Right. Let's see, IHS forecast that connected smart street luminaires, will rise to 12 million units in 2022, maintaining a compound annual growth rate of 40%. This is where the money is, growth of 40%. Show me a company or a market or a capitalist nation that don't want a growth of 40%. It means up from 4 million units in 2019 to 12 million units, all right? While 5G micro base station will most likely be installed on Internet of Things, enable streetlights, it is not fully necessary. As long as a base station has sufficient power supply, cable connection, and good installation location, the street lamp doesn't have to be intelligent, McShane said. However, having both connected internet capabilities combined with 5G will bring added value to smart streetlights, meaning it is likely they will come together as a package. Now, prototypes already being tested. Street lamps poles with 5G micro base stations have been commercialized and are already shipping to markets in China. The municipality of Beijing is one of the biggest promoters of the technology, with plans to implement 5G street lamps this year and during the 2022 Winter Olympics taking place in the city. Pilot projects are also taking place in other Chinese provinces such as Jingzhou and Guangdong. Telecom infrastructure builders are now seriously listing millions of existing street lamps poles as future potential 5G micro base station carriers. Shen said this. All right. Now it's important to know this because, again, those who work in councils, they have no clue, or they are hiding and lying to us. Okay, but the street lights that they're deploying, especially in Israel, I can say, they don't think a micro 5G micro cells will go on top of them. Whereas I'm telling them this for 8 months at least. Mass scale implementation is reportedly coming in the next several years as well, according to China Tower, a telecom infrastructure provider. 80% of the outdoor 5G small cells will be carried by road lamps, poles, or security camera poles. Again, I will read it. 80% of the outdoor 5G small cells will be carried by road lamps, poles, or security camera poles. This scaling may happen sooner than most expected. 2019 and 2020 are being seen as the golden period of 5G infrastructure building, Shen added. signifies working with Ericsson, Nokia and others to power street poles with 5G small cells. The first deployment of 5G will be used for millimeter wave transmitting content from a pole and into a building, McShane said. As 5G technology matures, the density is going to explode exponentially, and these small cells will have to be placed about 100 to 300 feet away, which is about the spacing of streetlights. How convenient is that? McShane said. So this becomes a natural place to put 5G technology, blah, blah, blah. More than just coverage. While expanding millimeter wave coverage will be the main purpose for 5G enabled streetlights, adding this capability will provide benefits to smart cities. Now I open this link here. And this is what I got, basically. Streetlights is key to IoT and smart cities. All right, let's go back there in a second. So, we're about to finish this. 5G streetlights would allow the municipalities to collect real-time data, process on the cloud, and pass the command to each vehicle so that each driving car would understand the road conditions, traffic, and upcoming incidents that are happening in real time. Each street lamp would be a conduit for the cars moving along the road, keeping them connected to the millimeter wave 5G network. Additionally, since streetlights are common elements in cities, it opens up the possibility of 5G Wi-Fi in locations all over cities where no connection currently exists. Oh, so good of you. 5G enabled streetlights would be used to monitor air quality in different parts of city, dim lights near homes at night, or provide responsive environments for emergencies, all connected to a super fast network enveloped in a smart city due to numerous small cells being placed on these lamps. Excellent. Now you see the air quality in different parts. You see this would be used to monitor air quality in different parts. All right. Could be used to monitor air quality in different parts of a city. let's move to the link I just opened. All right. We'll get back to this air quality in a second. So this is how smart grid, advanced public transit, fixed visual surveillance, all right, intelligent traffic management, blah, blah, blah. According to market research firm International Data Corp, global spending on smart cities initiatives will reach $190 billion in 2023. I think it's more, but anyway. The top priorities will be driven by resilient energy and infrastructure projects, followed by data-driven public, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the IoT industry is moving processing power into the cloud and turning, blah, blah. Cities are transforming to a digital environment to improve financial and social aspects of urban life, autonomous vehicle, IoT, okay. However, smart city development has showed slowed because of the challenge of locating and protecting IoT equipment in an urban environment. Since streetlights are common elements in cities, it opens up the possibility of Wi-Fi in locations all over the city where no connection currently exists. This is what we read before. The streetlights could be used to monitor air quality in different areas of smart cities. Dim lights, that's what we read before. Combining both IoT features with 5G on street lightings would allow smart cities to collect data, process it on the cloud, and pass commands back to municipalities in real time. All right, using the combination of 5G and IoT self-driving cars. All right, when base stations are installed on streetlights, it will contribute greatly to outdoor coverage related things, such as monitoring and traffic control. The key is that benefit it will bring in comparison with 4G LTE platform. They work together, by the way. 4G is already 5G, and 5G works with 4G, and they both need each other. The new application, so just to make it clear, the story about 5G in the past year is already old news, because the 4G has already been the infrastructure or the preparation for 5G. All right, so it's already in the making for many years now, at least 2012, at least. The new application will surely take advantage of, okay. Signify, formerly Philips Lighting, is working on street poles that contain energy efficient LEDs and also have IoT functions as 5G small cells or base stations. The company is working with municipalities as well as telecommunications equipment providers to combine these features, which might harness the fast speed of 5G. Street lightings and street poles used to be considered a mundane accessory, blah, blah, blah. Now, street poles are becoming a vital asset of the smart city as well as a vital technology to telecommunication providers. Let's continue here. And here, street poles to meet the needs of residents in these smart cities, but the poles need to maintain the aesthetics to match a city's Infrastructure. We'll get back to this aesthetics later. Currently, street poles equipped with IoT functionality are being deployed to smart cities on trial basis. Simultaneously, street lighting equipped with 5G modules are also being deployed as pilot projects. Both of these projects are expected to pick up steam in foreseeable future as the technology evolves. IoT in smart cities will develop neck in neck with 5G rollout. McShane said, both of these technologies will be critical to the future, and it is why streetlights are becoming a vital component to smart cities. This is why streetlights are becoming vital component to smart cities. Again, this is why streetlights are becoming a vital component to smart cities. Now, after I saw that and after I saw that, I went also to another search engine. And this was in start page, all right. So now you remember, just to show you this, you remember this, yes? The video of Mark Steele and this picture with Hubei here, you know, I showed you before. So then I went to another search engine, to start page, and I got slightly different results. Right, so before, this is the same story like we saw before. Here in State of the Nation, all right? Wuhan to establish Hubei's first 5G demonstration zone. Now, Hubei is a big county and Wuhan is a small county within Hubei, as far as I understand. So Wuhan, which is where the virus has broke loose, according to the stories, Wuhan to establish Hubei's first 5G demonstration zone. This is in January 31st, 2020. Are you with me on that? Just see the coincidence of breaking the virus and starting the 5G in Hubei, in Wuhan, all right? Now, let's read it quickly. You see here the date, all right? By State of the Nation. Wuhan, capital of central China's Hubei province, will establish the province's first 5G demonstration zone in the central business district, according to a 5G cooperation agreement signed between China Mobile and local authorities on September 3rd. This is in 2019. According to the agreement, China Mobile will take advantage of technological advantages of large-scale network constructions and product development to build a dual gigabyte infrastructure network so as to promote a deep integration of 5G technology and traditional industries. China's mobile has teamed up with local authorities to pilot 5G services in Wuhan, witnessing central China's first 5G smart street lamp built in the Jinghan district. The 5G coverage for commercial use in Jinghan is expected to be completed in October, which is something that we saw back then. Here we have the link to Hubei government, all right? See what it says. In a moment we'll get to that. So this is the what we saw before, all right? The same publication. Here, also from China, Hubei gets first 5G street, smart street lamp. So basically they're raving about it. What is being considered as by local authorities here, at least in Israel, probably also in other places around the world, no, there's no 5G on streetlights. No, of course not. Streetlights is just to save money and energy, just LED lights. Whereas in China, they're raving about the fact, and not just in China, as we can see, Philips, etc., Signify, not just in China, but many companies around the world are actually raving about the fact that the LED streetlights is very comfortable infrastructure for deploying the microcells, the 5G microcells. So making the LED streetlights a very crucial part of the 5G infrastructure or 5G weapon system deployment, in other words. Here we get the same piece of information. Appearing to be a normal street lamp, the equipment is installed with a camera, a liquid crystal display, and a box for light bulbs. The street lamp not only hosts a radio base station, but also a number of 5G smart functions, which helps save resources and contributes to building a smart city. According to Xu Hong, which is in charge of 5G-related programs under China Mobile in Hubei, which is Wuhan, all right? Wuhan is in Hubei. More such street lamps mean that locals will be able to experience high-definition video chats, HD video transfer, and smooth augmented reality. China Mobile teamed up with local authorities to pilot 5G services. That's what we read before. All right, now, here, let's just make sure. Yes, let's do this for a start, for now. Street lightings go smart as 5G comes alive in Nanjing. All right, this is, they scan basically different areas in China, all right, regarding 5G and smart lighting. Hang on. Ah, it's just that maybe. The smart street lamp is actually a network that provides information about public transportation, parking, healthcare, and environmental condition. It also provides for the ever-present and controversial video surveillance. Whoa, it even lights the street at night too. Handy. Nanjing City Management Bureau outlined preferred solution for the construction of a smart city at a press conference in 25th of December. Listen, this is just in the last couple of months. All of this is happening in the last 2-3 months. And see what happens in Wuhan now, while we speak. They comprise the building of a new street lamp and underground pipe network, plus the intelligent transformation of existing street lamps. All need integrated emerging technologies such as 5G, big data, IoT, cloud computing, and artificial intelligence, of course. Okay. Much of the new street lightings in Nanjing Temple, scenic area, is the type that has been completely rebuilt, as well as being... Okay, never mind that. Let me just read, sorry. Okay, there are now 5,000 base stations for 5G deployed in such areas. It is estimated that to realize full coverage on the city main roads will take until the end of 2022. All right, we knew that, more or less. Okay, this is not connected to that. All right, now let's move to this. Huati, I think it's, as far as I understand, is a company, all right? For 5G, for IoT, for, well, basically that's what they do, technology company. 2019 year and summary, we use smart street lights to empower the construction of smart cities in 23 cities in 13 provinces. Published by Huati, sorry for that, on December 14, 2019. Again, it's just a couple of months ago. See what I mean? Now, I'm going to show you some pictures here, but let's see what they write about Hubei, which is Wuhan. All right, Wuhan is in Hubei. The first batch of DC smart street lights in Xiong, new district, smarter and safer. In Xiong, I don't know if that's how you pronounce the name, new district, the world is the world with its own traffic. As the Xiong new district, a modern city for future urban construction, it is natural to use cutting-edge technology in terms of infrastructure construction as well as urban road lighting. One point I want to make, I didn't see it yet here, but yesterday I read it. Remember I told you about, remember the air pollution, to monitor air pollution? Here, I don't know where it is, where it was written with all the different websites, but basically they say that they can, they are going to put, they already put elements to spray the streets with refreshing stuff and detergents, to spray from the street lamps, to spray the people and to spray the air, to improve air quality. Now, what we see at the moment in Wuhan, where cars and trucks are spraying the streets, how convenient will it be that cars don't have to spray the street, but we have the spray already fitted in the street light? Sounds strange, but maybe we'll catch it in a second. I know, I remember I read it. I want you to know now, because Huati, this company, actually is raving about their products and about what they managed to do. So what we are going to see, there's a lot of good words here. How beautiful the lights are, how contribute they are to the city appearance. This light is look like seagull. These lights look like trees. These lights look like, see this branch, This is Luha. In addition to the intelligent lighting function, Luha is also equipped with 5G base station. They give each model, they give it a name in order to present, basically they're raving about the beauty of it. How beauty, how smart, how clever. Not one word about the damages. Anyway, let's move on. So equipped with 5G base station, traffic lights, video surveillance, one button alarm, really important. Display information release, public broadcasting, Wi-Fi services, environmental monitoring, mobile phone charging, rest seats, manhole cover base stations, etc. The remaining functions can be described as collecting thousands of pets in one body. You see how good it looks, right? Different from the previous smart street lights in terms of power supply, Luha uses low voltage, blah, blah, blah. In the future, Luha will also be equipped with advanced technologies and equipment such as IoT hub and vehicle road coordination to gradually realize a wider and more efficient smart Internet of Things, providing strong support for constructions, blah, blah. These black technologies of Luha can be said to represent China's most cutting-edge technology and development direction in smart streetlights and have great guidance and reference significance. This is in Shandong, a different district, okay, of Hubei. Smart streetlights have a beauty value and have more haze removal technology. That's what I meant. Now let's read. These are the seagulls, you see? They look like seagulls. This year, Shandong, which is adjacent to Hubei, it was not to be outdone and continued to deepen, blah, blah. After the 2018 Huati provided multifunctional smart street lights for blah, blah, presented the 2018 Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Huati provided customized smart street light seagulls for the central business districts of Shibe District. All right, you see, each light here has a button, has LCD screen, has obviously a camera, and these are the LED street light, and probably here in the middle is the antenna. Based on the inspiration of Qigong, not Qigong, but King Dao's close proximity to the sea and the seagull as the source, they design and manufacture a very streamlined seagull smart street light for the business, blah, blah. They rave all the time about how it looks beautiful. The shape of the lamphead is like a seagull with wings flying while people are dying. The seagull, this model integrates many functions such as smart lightings, wireless Wi-Fi, environmental monitors, video monitor, information release screens, blah, 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 and provides basic services for command, kinetic energy conversion, pilot area demonstration. Okay, I want to see here they put different seagulls. How beautiful is that? Now, what I see is very common in all these pictures is that the trees are really small, and you will see it in more pictures. I'm going to go to all these pictures here. You will see there's the trees are really small, or there's no trees at all. It's all exposed for surveillance, for lightings, for telecommunication. It's all exposed. We are all exposed, and this is somehow fighting global warming. BS. In addition to three smart streetlights equipped with smart cities management function and the stuff I read before, they are also equipped with anti-fog articrafts and ore in dusty days. These smart streetlights can be turned into dust removal vehicles, spraying on the road, reducing the haze and sand on the road and surroundings, and improving the quality of urban air environment. Yeah, right. What else can you spray through these seagulls? In the construction of national smart streetlights, Jihan is not particularly advanced. Okay, this is... That's now about another province, Yunnan. It's also in the Hubei area, a new chapter in the construction of tourist cities. This is now raving about how beautiful it looks for tourists to come and visit. I don't think tourists will visit China in the near future, but we'll wait and see. In January of this year, the multifunctional smart streetlights provided by Huati Technology for the custom design of the ancient city of Lijiang was completed. See how beautiful it looks? You see sky, you see LED, trees, they don't disturb. Here again, you see the LCD screen, the pole, the camera, and here where it looks from a bit further away. They not just have the beautiful appearance of cultural lighting, but also have the charm connotation of smart city management functions. Makes me a bit sick. The video surveillance display screens, blah, blah, blah. Don't want to read it even. This is another district. Let's just go to these pictures until we get to Wuhan, all right? Sichuan first smart street lights construction and operation project, blah, blah. Okay, here's another one. See the seagulls or whatever, they are here as well. According to the franchise contract, before the opening of the 18th World Police and Firefighters Games in 2019, Huati Technologies completed the construction of the first batch of nearly 800 pillar multifunctional smart streetlights. Just see how they're all relying on the streetlights and start to understand that the infrastructure being deployed in streetlights in Israel and various other countries, this is 5G. This is 5G. It will have, yes, it will have microcells and picocells and nanocells, whatever. But in order to deploy them, they need the streetlights. And the streetlights have to be smart with enough power to run all these antennas, to run all these microcells and cameras, etc. So will the LED streetlights save us money? No, because whatever they do save, we will pay in radiation and we will pay in powering antennas that will harm us. Let's continue. According to the franchise contract, before the opening of the 18th World Police and Firefighters Games in 2019, the smart streetlights can be used for multiple purposes. Let's see what they are, except from, obviously, traffic lights, face recognition, electronic police, sounds like a movie, and traffic signals, anyway. Based on the integration of multiple poles, Huati has also integrated smart city management functions such as Skynet monitoring, environmental monitoring, charging piles, 5G base station, display screens into the streetlight poles. So that streetlights are more beautiful and smarter. Beautiful and smarter. Someone wanna puke? In Zazui Lane, Jinan District, Chengdu, which is, okay, that's another place. See how it's all exposed. Another one, it's all exposed. You see all the streetlights? You see all the red flags there? It's all part of the streetlights. Here we're coming to Hubei, by the way, Wuhan, all right? In a second, yes. The reconstruction, okay. Military games as an accelerator, Wuhan goes fast. Wuhan goes fast. Go down the Yangtze River and enter Wuhan, Hubei, which is known as the Nine Provinces. Wuhan is where coronavirus just been released. If it's a virus and not 5G streetlights, I don't know. I don't think anyone knows from us, right? In 2019, the biggest thing for Wuhan is the 7th World Military Games. Taking this opportunity, military weapon, let's see. Taking this opportunity as an opportunity, Wuhan has undergone a large-scale transformation and renovation of urban construction. Smart streetlights have become an important part of the transformation ring. As early as 2018, the smooth smart streetlights customized by Wuhan for Wuhan appeared on Sanyang Road and Mako Road in Wuhan, becoming the first demonstration street of Wuhan smart streets and achieved a good demonstration role in 2019, Wuhan will continue to smart streetlights transformation process. See how it looks? You see the trees? You see the trees? Have a look. You see the trees chopped down, just branches, empty trees, just to leave everything exposed. Let's move on. Here, the same. The trees are lower than the buildings. Here. In July 2019, in order to meet the kayak competition of the military games, the road lightings of Mulan Avenue in the Mulan Lake scenic area was renovated. The owner adopted more than 100 sets of new leaf. Ah, this is new leaf. Nice. smart street lightings customized by Ohati. Smart street lightings have smart functions such as video surveillance, one button alarm, public broadcasting. We read that, yes. The series of functions provide sound security for kayak competitions during the military games through sound, video and dialogue, and also provide convenient city services for subsequent visitors. Smart street lights, provide new scene services for smart cities, and Wuhan is also stepping up its deployment of smart and safe communities. Yes, right, really safe now in Wuhan. Wuhan Tangshan Lake community responded positively, yes, as if someone asked them, to Wuhan call to build a smart and safe community and installed smart street lights in the community. See how it looks? See the branches? There's no leaves. Because they put the new leaf, this design. Let's move on. The Bright Moon smart street lamp provided by Ohati for Tangshan Lake District is equipped with five functions such as LED display, video monitoring, environmental monitoring, one button alarm, and city broadcasting. This light is called a Bright Moon. Nice. Among them, video surveillance, one click alarm, and city broadcast constitute an interlocking security combination feast to quickly respond and to fight against security incidents in the community. Really helpful now. The community needs wisdom and peace, and the park is also an indispensable public place. In November 2019, a number of special trees were officially unveiled in Wuhan Jinhu Wetland Park. This is the wisdom tree provided by Ohati for the park. These are the wisdom trees. These on the left, I don't know what they are, but these are wisdom trees. The wisdom trees provides lightings for the park and provides citizens with one-click alarm, mobile phone charging and other practical functions, while the park management provides better services for the park through video monitoring and LED display. It's also a park. Limei Park in Lichuan City, Hubei, also sees the value of smart streetlights since the beginning of 2019. Lichuan has configured nearly 100 sets of two smart streetlights, blah blah. Modern Gikago and Bright Moon, customized by Ohati for its sister-in-law park. See the park. See the trees, really short trees, really small trees. Everything must be exposed. We have to face recognize everyone. We have to see everyone, and we have to obviously communicate with everyone. In addition to providing smart lightings for the park, these two smart street lights also have functions such as information release, environmental monitoring, video monitoring, emergency broadcasting, direction sign guidance, and mobile phone charging. Integrating video surveillance and road signs into smart cities light reduces the number of poles in the park. Wow. While beautifying the park space and reducing constructions and operating costs. Let's move on. This was about Wuhan, all right? Just so you understand. This is another model of smart lightings. This is Furong Shahui, okay? Smart street lights customized by Ohati. You see here again, small trees, no leaves, and everything must be exposed. See the avenue in this picture? All exposed. And there's more, all exposed. Short trees. I don't read all of it, obviously. I just wanted to read you about Wuhan, but stay with me because I'm going to show you a very, like, couple of minutes of really important video. This is in Zhuhong, right? All right. This is a new type of LED. So all these designs, they take their inspirations from nature, but in order to apply them and deploy them, we cut nature, we kill nature in order to allow smart cities. Now this is happening not just in China, but China is obviously leading the way and admitting they're using smart street lights as infrastructure for 5G. So everything we've been saying in the past year or so is true, is absolutely true. Another type of street lights, you see? Lights, antennas, camera, another antenna, or another camera, whatever. All looking really, really nice and smart and beautiful. But at what cost? Now, I want to show you this video. Yes. Hope you're ready for that. In this video, it's a YouTube channel of Valuetainment, all right? And Brigadier General Robert S. Spalding talks about the threat of 5G with Patrick Bet-David, all right? Let's see what he has to say. Please listen. Here we go.
So now when you walk into, and you're starting to see the emergence of the 5G world in China. So you walk into a restaurant after you've ordered your food and a camera picks you up and you said, hey, David, welcome, here's your food, right? So you're starting to get the feel of what a 5G world is. And what is a 5G world? The platform is the network. So this is mobile computing paired with a pipe. 5G is computing and networking combined on the same platform. So this goes away. You walk outside your door and you say Uber. You don't get on your phone.
This goes away. The phone goes away. Again, you pay attention to what he says. This is 5G. This is where we are heading big time.
So this goes away. You walk outside your door and you say Uber. You don't get on your phone and say, I want an Uber. You just say Uber. Camera picks up your face or a microphone picks up you.
Come on.
That's what 5G is. That's what 5G is. And then the Uber shows up. The Uber, there's a camera on the car that sees you, knows who you are, don't have to ask you your name. You get in and you go to wherever you want. You get out and you go do whatever you want. So in this world, in the 4G world, this is a platform. It's yours, right? You don't want to be part of that, all of that data. Remember we just talked about how do you influence society? You don't want all that data to be out there about what you're doing. Don't carry one of these, right? Just opt out. In a 5G world, you cannot opt out. Who owns the data? This, you could conceivably say, you lease the data on here you own. If you're getting Google services, you don't own that data. But in the 5G world, not only can you not opt out because it's built around the city, it's not in your phone anymore. Not only can you not opt out, you don't know who owns the data. Everything that you do can be watched. And for every person by 2022, there's gonna be, there's two cameras for every person, there's two people for every camera in China by 2022.
They have a billion right now in surveillance,
With artificial intelligence for facial recognition, right? So all of this is getting built right now in China. And who's helping them do it? Microsoft, Google, right? All of these companies that want to deploy this world into our country. So Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent, that's where the world goes. It goes from 2007, AT&T, GE, and Microsoft to the FANGs to the BATs, right? Who owns the pipes? Me as a B2 guy, the first thing I look at in the country is where's the telecommunications? Got to take that out, number one. But if rather instead of taking it out, you own or control it, so Huawei builds the pipes, then because you're behind the great firewall, you built the app services and business models of the 5G world. And you're, like I said, you're already starting to see that. You know, where your facial recognition is built into your interaction when you go into a restaurant, or when you go into a store, or when you go into a bank, you know, everything's about, you know, the device is connected. Then as you build the network, then those proliferate. So 4G network, 10,000 devices per square mile. 5G network, 3 million devices per square mile. You're not going to carry 12 smartphones. You may not even carry a smartphone.
10,000 to 3 million?
10,000 to 3 million. That's what 5G does. The connectivity explodes. Right? So that allows you to put devices literally everywhere that can make your life more convenient or can track you. There's a bike in DC. It's called Mobike. Have you seen these things?
I hope you got the point. I will put links to all the websites I visited, as well as this video you just saw. I will put links to it. I want you to pay attention to what the interviewer was saying. Come on. It didn't click. It didn't get it. You go outside. You don't use an app. You don't press a button, you don't slide your finger, you don't need a phone to order a taxi, Uber. Just go outside and say, Uber. A camera picks your lips, a microphone picks the sound, you get an Uber. You don't need to speak with the driver, if he's there at all. You go inside and you say your destination and you get there. So, as much as it may be convenient, no one here is talking about the health implications. They talk about privacy, they talk about tracking us, they talk about knowing everything about us, but basically it's the infrastructure and the internet combined, and we become the product. I hope you start to understand that, and I hope you start to understand the connection between 5G antennas and upgrades to LED streetlights. So thank you, Mark Steele. Thank you, Martin Pahl. Thank you, Jerry Flynn. Thank you, Barry Trower. Thank you all of those around the world who put the information out. Now the ball is in our court. Now we need to tell the councils that we disagree with that, that this is a crime. They are going to irradiate everyone, and those who will get hurt the most are children, babies, fetuses, women, obviously men too, but plants, insects, and all nature will be harmed. It's time to do something. We have enough data. We have enough proofs to understand what is going on. It's time to stop it. Thank you very much. If you want to support my work, just use the link under this video. Thank you very much. God bless. Bye-bye.